You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the morning sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. Brady Bogan's here. There's Creepy E. Big Dick Toledo. Off and running. It's already Thursday. This week is screaming by. And we will definitely be more aware today than we were yesterday. Weird stuff last night. Is we're just watching the news and you realize somebody wandered over in that West Gate. If you're just waking up and you didn't pay attention last night, somebody did an odd shooting at West Gate last night. Just very strange. And it's now national news and they're trying to say that it's a massive it wasn't. Something strange about this. They don't know for sure what the gun was. And there's footage. The footage is harrowing because, you know, we see this all over the shooting country. You know, you get all the Texas church or whatever, some school, and you see the video of it. It doesn't resonate until you've actually been there. Boy, that was weird. You see the video of people scrambling around Westgate, and you're like, I'm overly familiar with that. I know exactly where that is, and it changes it. It shouldn't, but it does. And you see the video, and you hear the pops, and the guy going, oh, my God, there's somebody shooting, and everybody starts running.
So they have – I haven't seen the – they have actual live video of the guy shooting?
Somebody had their phone – filming when it was going on, and he's like, what in the, and people are kind of that dead face, like, well, that's not good, kind of running, but they don't know why. And then they realize after the second and third pop, like, oh no, this is, and it goes, and then
was he shooting somebody? Was it just random, or
that's what we don't
still
know.
Waiting
we
to hear.
Yeah, but I mean, that's it. To me, it seems random, because especially if they keep saying you had a military weapon and everything else, and he only shot three times and then peacefully kind of surrendered. I mean, from what I'm hearing, they had him. They got him into custody. And that's rare when you've got a guy who's willing to go down and shoot something up. He wants to go out. Most of the time, that's their last stand.
Yeah.
And intentionally so. This one seems to me, speculation only, something personal involved in that area or someone there and something else. Three people were hit. Nobody killed. Somebody's
one
in critical condition.
Critical, yeah.
You don't have any deaths. Potentially, I mean, still never know, but didn't blow up everything. Luckily picked a time that the mall can't be that full. And you go over by Cabela's. Like, what's the last place you'd ever want to go shoot them up? Is the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's and Don's Sporting Goods. You don't want to go by the places that sell all the weapons because the people in there are probably a few concealed carry folks hanging around the Cabela's area. So this one strikes
in their
me
car.
As a, Yeah, exactly. Somebody's got something. So, but that evidently, according to the story as it stands right now, wasn't necessary either. Now, maybe some good guy with a gun got him down, but I think a good guy with a gun would have shot him. The cops, you know, got him in custody. So this one has a different vibe to it as far as the shooting part. You know?
I'll tell you one thing. There's nothing weirder than clicking on a shooting video and having to watch a chiropractic commercial before.
I did the same thing last night because Channel 3 said, we've got video of this on our website. And they showed it. Eventually they showed it. And I'm like, there's video of what? And curiosity got the best of me. And mine was the husband and wife law team.
I mean,
I'm like, I want to.
You can't stop the ads before shooting videos.
I'm Mark Breyer.
And I'm Alexis Breyer. Before you watch Death and Dismemberment, remember that. Kill him, Mark!
Thanks, Alexis. God damn it, she's loud. So, and then I'm like, oh, okay. And then the shooting doesn't show, I mean, good, I'm glad it doesn't show anything graphic or anything.
Just people running.
No, basically, all you hear is, oh my God, this dude is shooting. And it's a few shots go off, and it's very clear. The first one is not a backfire, and everybody's like, that's not a... You know the difference, and then a couple go off. It's just very strange.
They know gunshots on the west side.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're familiar. And there's the other thing. You're on the west side. It's a well-armed part of the city, well-known, well-armed, legally and illegally armed. I'm not going over there to shoot. So this one has an odd feeling to me that there's something more to it than...
I mean, with the malls, you know, opening up, some of the stores are partially opening, and the ones that are also aren't bringing on all the people. I mean, they had to cut some jobs.
Well, yeah,
you know, I'm just saying, you know, there's all sorts of stress that could happen.
Disgruntled employee from the
whatever.
Mall.
That could maybe. Be one. That could be, you
just
know.
Just down on his luck guy.
But we always say it comes down to a breakup or
after coming out of this quarantine thing, there's a few people on
there's
edge.
There's a long list.
Yeah. But somebody on edge that wants only the attention. Because that's, you know, if you ever study people who do these massive statement shootings, they very rarely go into that thing thinking they're coming out alive, and they never surrender. Ever. They're cowards. They kill, the majority of the time, they kill themselves. Like when it starts getting going or somebody starts to fight back, they kill themselves. I mean, that's like the FBI statistic is if you can attack them, they'll chicken out and go the other direction. They're not into it. They're not in it for a fight. They're in it to just blow stuff up. And then when it starts getting hairy, they end themselves or they get shot by a cop, which is their end goal. So when somebody peacefully, you know, goes into custody, to me, that's an eyebrow raiser because that's different than normal. That's like when a serial killer just does something different than they're very by the book, these things. And you can't predict them. That's the only thing you'll never know. But once they're there, it's like typical loner, incel, wanted to make a statement on this, and this. And then, you know, and when he was confronted, he shot himself. They just end it. So it's a strange one. We'll find out more, I guess. But it is definitely different when you see the video and you're looking and you're like, man, Yard House and all the stuff, that's right there. I've been in like 14 different places. And I don't frequent Westgate, but you know it. Been there enough by the theater and all the stuff, and certainly been a hockey game or two or a football game or two, and so everybody's hung out at Westgate before, and it changes it. It does, and when it's your backyard, it changes it. So that's a strange way to wake up this morning and see. And I've gotten an email already from somebody in Michigan. It's just the head slap emoji, shaking my head. What's going on, Westgate, huh? And we'll see. Who knows? There is a guy that they've got. They're not announcing his name, but Vesely said it, and I had heard about it last night. But somebody on the social media had announced they were going to do this and got turned into the cops. Like, this guy's been saying this thing on Instagram. So whether or not that's the guy, they haven't announced, but weird. And an odd time too. Just very odd. You don't look for sparsely populated things. You go to places that are
I don't like
heavily populated.
The government's new sheltering in program, telling people to stay inside
right.
with
it's,
this method.
It's ruined my shooting skills. Yeah, awkward. It's an awkward topic. It's an awkward thing, and we'll find out more and more. But and the news was surprisingly, at least locally, surprisingly responsible with this last night. If you watched any of it, like, we're not going to show you the video till we're sure there's nothing bad on it, and we're not going to say anything. They're not releasing names. They're not jumping on. I'm like, wow, you guys are actually doing a little investigating and some work. Before either that or the
it's
Glendale,
a new world, John.
I know. Either that or the Glendale police did a great job of saying you're not talking about anything.
Well,
we're giving
not
giving you
roll
info.
This out yeah. right now.
We'll give you pieces, and this is what you need to know. We're still waiting to see what the rest is. Yeah, I guess it is a new world, but and they even the mayor of Glendale said to look, one silver lining is Corona. There weren't a lot of people there. He said so we can chalk this one up to being a good Corona thing. One thing Corona did for us was probably save a ton of lives from people being out there. I mean, as perfect as yesterday was as a day. Without that disease, that splash pad's packed full. The restaurants are packed full. That was yesterday was a Chamber of Commerce
yeah.
perfect day.
It's going to be even nicer today, I think.
Yeah, well, that outdoor mall 80s. Would have been unreal at 7 o'clock
sure.
at night. I mean, it would have been gangbusters, you know. Summer.
Theaters
people,
closed
people
down, so that
graduating. You know, you'd have had, yeah, the theaters were closed now, but if yeah, they wouldn't. You can imagine the crowd that would have been there. It's so the saving grace on that is, at least everything was kind of shut down and people aren't out and about because that could have been 10 times worse. So that's another reason this kind of makes you wonder, does this make sense why this guy would choose this or is there someone there or something there symbolic of his problem? And a lot of times it comes back to a girl or a job. So and if he's just flat nuts, he sobered up midway through the shooting. It's awful. So good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a nice slumber there, and you wake up to this garbage.
2020. What a great year.
This dumpster fire won't go out. It just won't. It's weird.
Best year ever.
It's so far, it's going to be a memorable one. And you know what? The good thing is, you'll never say, was that 18, 19? When was that? No, it was 2020, the most unforgettable, perfect vision year. One you can't forget. Oh, that's the one where we all got diseases and then got shot up and then there was no sports and nothing to do. And we were looking at each other like, is this normal? Is this going to be forever? We're all that little kid from that dentist video 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Is this forever? Is this my new forever? I don't like it. One thing that did happen yesterday that I found hysterical. The drummer from the band Death Angel got COVID. Did you see this? This is hilarious. You got Death Angel. It's a they're Death Angel, Brady. You know who that is, right?
That's matches up pretty good.
Grim Reaper. He's the Death Angel. The drummer from Death Angel, headline says, thrash metal drummer awakens from coronavirus coma. No longer thinks Satan is cool.
Whoa.
Yeah. The news decided to have first question. Is all right, so after all this, still think Satan's a good guy? I think Satan's bad now. Well, Death Angel's got to fire their drummer on top of it all.
He's found God?
Yeah, I don't know if he found God.
In his
coma? Well, he had God before, obviously, or he wouldn't have believed in the devil in the first place.
Yeah.
That's the same story.
Both parties are there.
I mean, the biggest Satanists in the world are people who believe in the Bible, because you have to believe that dude's part of it. So you guys are the Satanists, not, you know, Satanists.
Death Angel's been around a long time.
Death Angel. Yeah, well, he has been thinking that the devil is pretty cool, and now he's back, you know, from
changed
his coma.
His tune.
He said, while in the coma, he said he had dreams of visiting the afterlife, and he saw himself leave his body and plummet down to hell, where Satan, which is a woman in his case, so there's a little bitterness in there.
I think that might be right.
Punished him for the deadly sin of sloth, morphing him into Jabba the Hutt-like monster who vomited blood till he had a heart attack. I woke up in the hospital bed with tubes coming in and out of me, and there was a nurse right there. My first words were, am I still here? Am I in hell? She just ignored me, man. Oh, so you're a bit of a dullard. You're a weird little kind of dummy.
Loathing.
You're just lazy. He felt lazy.
Yeah.
And woman Satan, which tells me he's got trouble at home. If you're having dreams that a woman is Satan, it's your wife's fault. Or an ex-girlfriend. Somebody did something to make you think that a woman would be representative of
that'll get his attention.
The single most evil thing. Look, I first and foremost believe that if there would be a Satan, it would be a man, because throughout the history of time, men have been in charge. Women really didn't get a good kill back in the day to have a powerful, like, she couldn't be CEO of hell back when this all started. God wouldn't have even allowed it. Like, he'd have gotten, like, free-willed that right out of there and said, no, a woman's going to run this. They're dangerous and sketchy and... So you just stone Satan to death.
It could have run the day-to-day life thing.
Maybe, yeah. You could have
make the calls. Or
Like Satan could have had a house manager.
Yeah.
That was a woman, but for the most part.
Turned him into a Jabba the Hutt-like monster.
Yeah.
And vomited blood until he had a heart attack. Like, aren't you, if you analyze that dream,
yeah,
maybe you're just afraid you're getting fat. I don't know.
Lazy. And you were told by woman devil, hey, you're here for sloth. Which is basically, you don't do anything.
Right, he's a little chubby.
He's got some internal...
Looks like our buddy Nick Oakvath.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of... Yeah, he does a little bit. He's got a little Nick in him, doesn't he? Thanks for the mints, Nick. The internal struggle he's dealing with, A, he's got a problem with women. B, he's feeling kind of guilty about binging. I think that's what it comes down to. He's like, oh, man.
Yeah, over quarantine.
Sloth. That's me. I'm sloth. If I ever die, I'm going to go to jail for that one. And hell. So he dreamt of hell and came back, and his big announcement is, Satan ain't cool, man.
I got to get to work.
Death Angel's been wrong all these years. I'm sorry I've been promoting this. But
that'll be interesting to see how it goes about that, you know, the former job of Death Angel. If he does badmouth it, or he just said, you know, I'm changing directions.
Yeah, how do you go back to Death Angel?
It's ran its course for me.
Guys, I think our songs need to take a turn. You're the drummer. We're going to replace your ass. Because, you know, the other guys aren't going to fall in line. They're just happy you're alive. Guy says it takes a very professional nurse to take a patient rambling about hell in stride. In this man's case, Carol's case, the experience has been has him reevaluating things. He says, I'm still going to listen to satanic metal. That's for sure. I still love Deicide and bands like that. As far as my own personal life, my experience of what I went through, I just don't think Satan's as cool as he used to be. Yeah. What a great
there
moment.
You go. So he's cushioning it, the transition
well, you know,
a little bit.
He's still going to dig into the music. He's just not going to buy into Satan. That's pretty funny. And then, of course, you get the lunatics that are on the comments, which just kills me because they're all like, look up a man named Howard Storm's near-death experience on YouTube. It's more than visions and hallucinations. Some pretty powerful stuff, and I've taken some hallucinogens in the past and never had that. I was born again after my trip to hell. Yep. Why would you go to hell? I thought you had to die to go to hell. You get a sneak preview?
Well, I guess the near death.
Yeah. Yeah, the near death thing is your brain toying.
They put their toes in there.
Yeah, you don't get to go to hell until you're dead if it's a real thing. They're not going to give you a sneak preview and send you home. It's just not a thing. That's
your brain.
You don't
get a trailer?
No. That's your brain. Yeah. Coming soon to your end life. Huh? This is mine? That's your brain taking all the information you've been scared with over the years and manifesting it in some big, gigantic psychological thing going, maybe you didn't do so well. Maybe you are lazy. You got a problem with chicks, dude.
It is interesting that all the stories, it's not always, I was worshiping the devil and now I'm right. The opposite. But how many people do have a similar deal where they were out or whatever?
Right, the story's the same.
And their life changes.
Right.
They're like, I'm going to knock this off.
You get run over by a truck.
Yeah.
You start realizing you're mortal. You don't need a vision for that. And if you do need a vision for that, boy, did you
but
really.
But that's what did it for, yeah. You know.
So. You get run over and you lay there for a little bit and you wake up 8 months after the last thing you remember. You're like, man, I got to change some stuff. Sometimes you feel like that just after, you fall off a bicycle. And I'm sure your near-death experience, you're like, you stopped eating yogurt. I mean, you change some things in your life every time you have a bonk or a scare because it makes it remind you it's not forever.
I had to freak you out when all these yogurt shops started opening
up. Oh, my God.
It wasn't the frozen yogurt.
Oh. It's a little cup.
Milky white yogurt. This is just obvious what happened here.
So you can go into the Froyo.
What about ones?
Froyo didn't
stop it. Even then, I wouldn't get it too often. It's just the point of.
Well, we went to the gelato spot a lot.
I thought,
that
would make.
No,
but this is way before. This is high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Froyo spots hadn't even opened yet.
Yeah. You didn't have the country's best yogurt.
TCBY.
That's right. You just stopped eating milky white, fruitless yogurt. It's so obvious you were raped.
It wasn't fruitless.
It is so obvious. Yeah, with little chunks of hillbilly.
Blueberry.
Strawberry. You would never.
Those aren't the good yogurts.
No, those are the bad yogurts.
You got to get the Froyo.
Yeah. Like, you're not. I'm going to get you so much Oikos in a couple of days. Just load you up.
I go to Zoyo every once in a while.
Yeah, that's frozen yogurt,
which
is ice cream.
Pretty much.
You're fooling yourself into thinking you've got some sort of health program going on.
Oh, it's not. Yeah.
So it's Froyo is ice cream. And if it was just unfrozen yogurt, the store, you're not going in there.
And then when I went back to eating the yogurt, I liked it warm. I would put it in the microwave.
Yeah, you liked it warm and usually dripping down your face.
I'm like, no fruit, just plain.
And I don't like it in the cup.
Give me some Greek warm
yogurt.
I like
to pour it in my hands and lick it off and then rub it into my chest. I love yogurt.
I couldn't help it.
You were raped by a hillbilly. God, I want to get you into some sort of psychological program for repressed memories. Your whole world would be, you'd be like this dude. You'd wake up and think, I don't know. Satan is kind of cool. He blocked all that. Terrifying. Anyway, well, if you go into a coma and you go to hell and you come out better, I guess that's all right. But just realize you're not really in hell. Your brain is scaring you to death. There's no sneak previews to hell. There's just none. Even if you just even go by the book, they're not just going to give you a take. Go tell the others. It's just not happening. And Satan is not, if it is, it's not real. But if it is real, not a woman. There's no possible way Satan is a woman. I'm giving you that one, ladies. You didn't have that kind of push. You can't even get equal pay for soccer. You think you had control of the nethers? Please.
I'm just going to tell them if you're, this was a life-changing event and this is the direction you're going, make sure you do it for at least 21 days to let it kick in.
Right. Yeah. Stay away from Satan for 21 days. And I don't know that he was worshiping Satan, but I think he might have been.
A listener sent us this saying this is the guy.
Yeah, this is the one that's been going around. The dude that says he's going to go shoot stuff up with I think he mentions the gun. You can play it. Does he cuss?
I don't know if he cusses.
We'll find out. We got a button.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Clickety-clack.
I'm going to say, yeah, there's a pretty good chance.
You think?
From the line above
it. I don't
have
any sound on there.
Oh, hold on.
You got to get me sound, man. There it is. Turn it up. There we go.
No, Junior Hernandez, and I'm going to be the shooter of Westgate 2020. Absolutely right. I got my...
He's got a Foster's. There's his gun.
This is to get back to mean society, so let's get this done. This is to get back to... Also, I am... We'll be shooting up Westgate. Also, I am...
What the?
We'll be shooting up Westgate. Let's get this done, guys.
Huh.
thinks he's playing Call of Duty.
That's interesting. Oh, there's that cussing we were worried about. Wow. Well, that's a
what
lovely
hell?
Video. That's nice to see. Well, he's definitely somewhat of interest, I would say.
Yeah. He's innocent, John.
Yeah, he falls right into the – yeah, we found a glitch. He falls right into the pattern there. But the reason he's – I mean, the surrendering part is very rare.
Man.
That's strange, man. That is, there you go.
And who are the guys? Or he's just saying that to everyone, let's get this done, guys?
Man, yeah. He's talking to his Instagram followers.
Talking to the world.
You got to feel a little weird clicking on follow with that guy beforehand, finding that out.
Yeah, how would you like to be one of his friends on Instagram?
Yeah, and even one of your wacky Facebook.
I just dropped him.
The funny,
did you? Good.
Funny, wacky. Yeah, what if he did check your Instagram?
Might be on KP.
Maybe
stuff.
He's been watching you. That's part of being a public thing. Maybe he's on our deal. Brady did not want to look at that. Your face was like, I don't want to know. That's pretty awful.
Maybe he follows you and Christy on your
Oh, my God. Maybe he's maybe he loves Christy and Brady's the reason.
I see. I see what this guy likes. Okay. Well, that's it.
You would just freak out if you heard your own name in that. Is he on your thing?
I'm looking.
Okay. Search it.
That's what I'm doing.
Type it in, though. You don't have to scroll.
I just typed it in.
Oh. It should pop up if he's there.
There's a bunch of them. I don't.
With that name?
Yeah, there's a couple. Yep.
There's a couple people with his name following you on your Instagram?
No, it just came up.
I don't understand. What's happening?
I just put in his name on the search.
Yeah. On your Instagram.
Yeah, but it doesn't say whether or not.
Those are people that could live in Montana.
Right. Yeah. There isn't a search thing on your own friends on Instagram? Like on Facebook, you can search who's following you? We need Casey down here to help Instagrams
again. Yeah. Instagrams.
I got to give her credit on that.
That's not hers originally, but it's a good
one. Oh, it's not?
No, God, no. That's a millennial thing. Anybody,
is that what they're all saying?
Anybody over the age of 30 with an Instagram is an Instagrams. And they're right.
Shouldn't be on.
You shouldn't be on there. You're a grandfather. You're of the age of an adult child. You shouldn't have it.
Facebook's for the old people.
Yeah, Facebook and LinkedIn. LinkedIn was
LinkedIn.
The one.
Whoa,
I do not have. No, he's not following.
All right, good.
Well, if he was, you'd rethink your whole situation.
Yeah. Would you stay on the grams if that guy was on there? Would you feel comfortable with having done that?
Absolutely.
Really? Love that grams.
You ain't stopping Brady. Come on now.
Love the grams.
Brady Bogan 98.
That's right.
What if it turns out you have all shooters?
Yeah, you're
child
just
molesters.
All repressed
well, now
memories.
We've got something. Now we've got something.
People who don't even. You know what would be great? I would believe in God. Oh, I'm going to actually. Brady, I might actually have to have you help me pray for this one. I hope. This would make me believe in your
Old
deity.
Testament God, New Testament God.
It doesn't matter. You tell me at the end, you pick one, and I'm 100% all in. I am full bore all in. If, in fact, your Instagram is some divine intervention of people who have all been raped by hillbillies and have repressed memories, and you guys all came together in conjunction, he led you to your Instagram's page and then put you all together, and then one guy mentions it, and the next thing you know, it just opens this thing. It's like, my God. It's like, you know, when they're like all these twins find out they're related.
Find each other.
Oh, my God. That's my story, too. And it's the.
Do you hate yogurt, too?
The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, the 1970s movie that they discovered that the only way this team could win was if all the players were Pisces.
Gabe Kaplan.
Gabe Kaplan was the head coach of the Fish, the Pittsburgh Pisces. They changed their name.
That's a show or
a movie? It's a movie. It's an old movie.
That sounds awful.
It is awful. And it's a kid. And the worst part is it's because it's in the 70s when people started to really get into the astrology thing. And this kid comes and he goes, you don't realize everybody on this team is a Pisces. And Gabe Kaplan's like, oh, I'm just taking the cash. It's like, if we just get Pisces on the team, it's meant to happen. It's all aligned. So they got rid of people who weren't Pisces and brought in all the Pisces. And then the Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, and they got these real shiny uniforms, and they started winning everything because they
what
were all Pisces.
Yeah,
exactly.
Kind of horrible
version
of the
70s.
Bad News Bears.
Everybody in the 70s was high as a kite and believed in the stars aligning. It wasn't that long ago that we were really extra stupid. And now, you know, we're not smart now, but that was a really dumb time when people actually bought into the idea that astrology could guide them and win you championships. But I'm kind of hoping that there is fact in your Instagram page. It's just a bunch of people with repressed memories, and you're going to be the one who cracks the box open, and everybody has to start spilling out all their problems. I believe in a heartbeat if that was the alignment of your Instagram. Otherwise, there's no point in your Instagram page. It's just some creepy old man showing people his dance moves.
I would have to start doing that, on like posting stuff.
And it would just have
of,
to
like, repressed memories.
Have to happen naturally. Like, you know, I'm going to a psychiatrist, and I'm like, yeah, I am too. What are you going for?
Wow, how about
and then
this it's
just
today?
One guy opens to the next, and the next just dominoes out that everybody following Brady on the B-Bogues 98s turns out has had a repressed memory, a priest or a uncle or somebody. Oh, I'd love that. I hope that's your Instagram page.
I could throw it out there. If you got a repressed
memory. No, you can't. That's not natural, because then you're just going to get complaints. People make it up. Everybody has to realize it at the same time.
You just have to come together naturally.
And all your repressed memories come out. None of them know. It wouldn't be a repressed memory if you can talk about it. It would be like, what's happening? And then you had to go dig. And then everybody does it. And it turns out you all got – and what if it was the same hillbilly? Oh, a victim's page. Oh, my God, I would pay for that. Oh. But, yeah, you most certainly, after your hillbilly story, no yogurt, were at least orally raped by that guy who rescued you, fed yogurt.
You can at least hashtag it every time after any post.
I hate
hashtag
yogurt.
Hashtag repressed memories.
That'll be it. I hate yogurt. Well, that's the point of a repressed memory. You don't know you have them, so it won't register until you hit the code word. If you hashtag I hate yogurt, everybody be like, me too. It's a whole group of people that didn't realize they don't eat yogurt, and they don't know why. Now we know. I had to gargle it in front of some guy named Cletus and his son, International Harvester. It's 6:11. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800, a good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98KUBD. Wake up!
Big, red, badass.